And joining us now is Tom DiNapoli, the New York State Comptroller. And Mr. Comptroller, this was amazing news. You put out a tweet, and we have gotten so many calls, WABC, about this, basically saying that year to year, state tax collections are down 39.9%. Is that true? That's a big deal.
Yeah, we put out a tweet, and also we put out our budget report, as we always do, and we did an update on those April numbers. And that 39% is lower than what had been projected. And I think we all knew that with all the economic trends and the federal relief money being spent down, there was going to be an impact. But certainly it's a more severe drop in revenue than had been anticipated. Keep in mind, after the state budget is completed, there's an update to the financial plan. We haven't seen that yet. But based on the most recent projections, to be down 39%, and again, it's the first month, it's 1 month. Will it be a trend? Too soon to tell, but certainly it's not good news to start off the new fiscal year with those kind of numbers.
Mr. DiNapoli, I mean, I am concerned, and I guess you put out the tweet because it should go on record that you're concerned.
Yep.
And I'll tell you what I notice. The restaurants are very, very busy. The streets are very, very busy. Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays. But
Yeah.
Fridays and Mondays,
yeah.
And the weekends, you could throw bowling balls up and down 3rd Avenue, 5th Avenue, 2nd Avenue, Park Avenue. And those people are not here to take Ubers, take taxi cabs, go to restaurants, and that's all sales tax.
Well, I absolutely. And I think part of what we're seeing also is, although inflation is moderating, it's still very high, and people are concerned about that. Interest rates, you know, obviously that's still a big issue and a big concern. Looking at the sales tax collections, which had been consistently higher, they still are, but we're seeing the increase year over year starting to slow, not just in New York City, but across the state. I think it speaks to the fact that people are very concerned, rightfully so, about where this whole economy is headed. They still hear, you know, a lot of projections about a recession. When will it be? How deep will it be? There's just a lot of uncertainty out there. Obviously, you know, the real estate market has had significant challenges, too. A lot of taxes are generated when there's real estate activity. So when there's not real estate activity, that has an impact. So we're in for a time, as we've tried to flash that bright yellow light, you know, for a number of months now. Caution is very important. And certainly now that we're seeing the numbers go not in the direction we'd like them to be in, it's very important we monitor carefully these revenues because, you know, the state budget has a lot of important spending commitments. We have to have the money to pay for it. The same is true with the city's budget. A lot of issues there. Obviously, a lot of discussion about the costs related to the migrant issue, unanticipated costs that hadn't been budgeted for. The state came up with some more money for the city, but there's a, you know, big question about what the federal partnership will be there. So both for New York City and for New York State, it's very concerning when we start to see a slowdown in the revenues below what had been projected.
And Comptroller Tom DiNapoli, you brought up the migrant issue. I was seeing a headline the other day, $8 million a day just for New York City alone. Do you have any sense of sort of an estimate so far of what it's costing? And also the impact just in general of crime. People fleeing New York, they're worried about crime.
Yeah. No, I mean, there are certainly a lot of issues. I mean, I have no reason to doubt that number that you said. But the issue then becomes, what has the city been able to budget for in this regard, and what kind of support will be coming for the state? You know, the state budget has about $1 billion over the next two fiscal years of the city, but it's very clear from what everybody's saying that more help is going to be needed from the federal government. There was a request to FEMA, I think, for about $350 million, and I think thus far the Adams administration learned it's only going to be receiving about, at least for now, $30 million of that request. So there are going to be some big budget gaps there, and has to be addressed. This could impact on spending for all the other programs that people care about. So the cost could reach as high as, you know, well over $2 billion at the rate that we're going. And it's very clear the city's going to need more support to pay for that.
Wow. And what about crime, too? What about people fleeing crime, too? Because they're so worried. They're seeing the headlines. That's also driving people, as John talked out. You know, they're not spending as much time in the city.
Yeah, although there are times where you do see a lot of activity this day. I mean, you know, on some of the weekends, you're still seeing a lot of folks come in. But I Rita, on that point, because another report we put out this week talked about the MTA and how they're managing their debt burden, especially with the new money they've gotten. This has been one of the challenges in getting riders back on the subways and the trains because of the perception, reality, perception becomes reality that the safety issue is one that's not been fully addressed. Now, some progress has been made. There's been more of a police presence on the subways, and that's good. But I still think that there is a hesitancy out there. And the MTA, even with all the additional support that's been given, obviously from the federal government during COVID, from the state government now with the state budget, ridership, the fare box is still so key to the financial strength, long-term sustainability of the MTA. We need people to feel safe, to feel the subways are being maintained with cleanliness. And obviously, you're absolutely right. People are still very concerned about all of that.
You know, I want to follow up. You brought up the $2 billion price tag. Is that is that an annual amount on the migrants issue, or where do you see the $2
billion? Well, that could reach by fiscal year 2024. So that's a big number. And then when you go into, you know, they're projecting that after that, that amount to moderate perhaps to around $1 billion. But at this point, as I understand in the city's financial plan, there's nothing budgeted after that. So, you know, a big question mark whether or not this is going to be a long-term problem the city's going to have to deal with, or whether we're talking about, you know, a two-year, you know, cycle to have to deal with this. Obviously, there's a lot on the federal level that needs to be straightened out with this whole issue, not only in terms of funding for localities that are dealing with it, but just the whole question about how this is being handled. And as we all know, there's been terrible gridlock in this whole on this whole issue for years. But obviously, many communities are feeling it's at a crisis point. Let's hope it prompts greater action and greater support from Washington.
Well, thank you, Controller DiNapoli, for coming on. I hope there's some common sense in Albany, and I hope they realize what the heck is going on.
Well, you know, what we want to just remind people, we call it straight. The numbers are what the numbers are, and that's why people need to not assume that, you know, the piggy bank is unlimited, because it's not. We've benefited from billions coming from Washington. That is being spent down. The economy has a lot of struggles. It's impacting tax revenue in a negative way right now. So we have to be looking very carefully, managing the money carefully, both for New York City and for New York State.
Thank you, Tom DiNapoli. Let's pray for New York, and we'll catch up with you again real soon. Thank you.
Thanks, John. Thanks, Rita.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.